Happy
I think we're live.
Series today. I was counting down with the numbers there.
Yeah, you were counting down. Well, welcome. This is episode 167 of the Hockey Cards Gong Show. It's our first live show we just looked at since last summer. It's our third live show ever, so it will be a total gong show. My name is Josh. I'm here with Troy. We're joined today on a very special day. It's Merry Bedardsmas, Billy.
Yes. See, got my really excited looking badge there from Upper Deck, ready to go.
Yeah, we're with Billy Celio, who is your senior product manager at Upper Deck.
That's senior your official product title? Manager. Yes. Everyone keeps calling me brand manager or designer mm-hmm. and stuff. No, it's senior product manager. I don't want to take anyone else's title away from them.
Pretty big day in the hobby. I think that we would all agree, right?
Correct. A lot of excitement. The Sting card was released today on EPAC, and there's been a lot of buzz about it, and we're really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. We've got a lot planned. We're going to go in-depth, of course, on 2024-25 MVP, hit both hobby and retail. today will be basically all about Series 2, a lot of Bedard talk. We're going to obviously get a bunch of information from Billy about building the set, and which was probably a little bit ago now, and we'll kind of go in depth on cards. We have a new component to our show, the Pack Cam, which we'll introduce a little bit later. We're going to open a box throughout the show live and kind of get it. I think it'll be a good sort of entree to chat with Billy about some of the cards. We plan to look in on secondary market sales and have a lot of interaction with the chat as well. Troy's kind of manning the chat, and if you guys have any questions, especially for Billy, make sure that you get them out there. And then we're even going to attempt to go really high tech on this. And Billy and Upper Deck have been very gracious and donated a hobby box of 2023-24
series. Billy, you look shocked. You look shocked.
For this dumpster fire of a show that they even charity. I'm sure it's a charity write off for Upper Deck. We'll try to give away a hobby box at some point. And I think the chase for the $1 million Dave and Adams bounty is still live, right? Has it, the 101 outburst has not been pulled yet, at least that I've seen.
About that. So our QA case, it's nice knowing you guys. I am retiring. No, as far as I know, I haven't heard anybody jumping up and down and posting everything.
Now, okay. So we did have a question that came in from, well, kind of right off the bat, just hockey cards. And this is something that you covered, I think, a month ago, even on our show, about where the 101 outburst would end up. And I'm going to paraphrase. I think I remember what you told us probably late summer, early fall, was that it would be in a hobby box, correct?
No. I'm not supposed to say one way or another, but
I think you already did.
I know I might have said something before, and I might have gotten told to just let the people let the consumers find it. Right. I think you'll be happy where you find it, but I can't really say anything on that. So sorry.
Well, actually, I like your answer because it might help our show ratings a little bit. Just go back and look at, because I, for the life of me, couldn't tell you what episode it was.
All of a sudden, one of those other old episodes gets like 20 more or 20 more views.
There, Cast 99 says it. He can't confirm nor deny. There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's the answer. And then, Billy, I've got to show you this one. Irish Fire Collector saw Tony give you, he thinks you got vodka delivered. We know it was water. We asked.
Yes, him. It's water. I didn't realize that they were on a tight schedule, and I was just like, I'm just going to get some water. And they're like, you have a minute and 14 seconds.
Yeah,
and
Josh was kind of being like a boss. Like, Tony, like, come on, Billy.
Tony was nice enough to grab me. He thought it was just going to be the water. I'm like, no, I need a scoop of ice. I need it from purified water. And he rolled his eyes at me, but he was, he's a team player. He helped me out. He's my, my counterpart in all these adventures.
Okay. So I think where I want to start is just maybe from your perspective a little bit, Billy, what's today been like for you?
Honestly, I've been talking to people. Someone even commented, didn't I just see you in Klutz and Chara break? Yes, you did. And you might have seen me on Out of the Box. And you might have seen me at 405. You might have seen me at 314. You might have seen me at a number of other breaks. I'm jumping on there. I want to get people's reactions. I want to see what they like. I'm working on a flagship product as we speak. So, you know, any kind of feedback is definitely helpful. You know, our good friend Jeff came over here, you know, around 11 o'clock and was just like, first 3 hours, we haven't gotten a single phone call. So that's my biggest thing is, you know, we got our QA case. Everything seems to have fallen the way it's supposed to fall. The cards look great. But you know, does Bedard, is there a pink sleeve on there? Or are there weird, one of the QA guys messed with me and said all the corners were rounded again. I was like, no, I go, we opened up a case yesterday. I know that's not the case, but, you know, so to hear that was very positive. And then just, you know, the fact that people are liking what we built and liking the designs, you know, nothing's going to blow your mind away, but you know, if people get a good positive reaction on liking the cards, then I'm really happy about that.
Okay. Here's a question we got before and I didn't know how to answer because people know from you being on our show that you guys do get a case to for QC. What would happen if the
Outpost gold
101?
I don't know that. I remember the same, like we've had some big cards. I remember the same fear when we, the first year we built buybacks and we had the Sidney Crosby cup auto patch rookie card. And we're like, please don't fall in this case. Please don't fall in this case. I don't know because it hasn't happened yet. So I'm very thankful it hasn't happened. And I don't know what course we would take if it did happen because it hasn't happened.
Okay, getting back to today a little bit for you, is there a certain element of almost relief that it's kind of finally out there? Given that, I mean, there's been more anticipation for this set than anything I can remember, and it's got to be, you know, in the last 10 years, probably, really.
Well, there's been so much speculation, so much questions, so many, you know, answers I've had to bite my tongue on. You know, people, it started off with, is Bedard going to be in series one? Is, mm-hmm. you know, and then it just, okay, what's his young gun going to look like? What's going to go in series two? What's going to go in, like, it's just never ending questions. And the fact that now everyone has their answers, you know, it's all there. There's a checklist out there. People are seeing the cards. And you know, it's a big weight off my shoulder. You know, because this is something that, you know, I always tell people sets are built. It takes about a year to build a set, but we've known about Bedard for longer than a year. So, you know, the weight of this product is, it's probably at least a couple years worth of just like making sure we do everything right, making sure that we come up with some ideas and some concepts that people will enjoy. Obviously, you know, I thought this was, myself and our team, you know, thought this was the right year to do the Young Guns one of one, which hadn't been done. And, you know, we added the Outburst parallels. And I think those have been a big hit. So, you know, there were obviously some preparations for series two, and you saw some of that fall in series one because series two is obviously in continuation of series one, in many ways. So, you know, the part of the process started seriously with series one, new configuration, new inserts, and it's kind of led its way now to series two.
So was Bedard a big catalyst for that? It kind of sounds like, based on what you said, like the introduction of the one of one, did you guys sort of capitalize on the opportunity knowing that he was coming into the league this year as a way to roll that out?
So we've wanted, in my head, and I've heard it a lot, and you see how our competitors' 101s do and what a big deal they are. And so, you know, it felt like, you know, we should be doing this sooner or later. And it's tough because the Young Guns, you don't want it, like with the 101, you don't want to take away from the high gloss. You don't want to take away from the exclusives and stuff. And it can potentially. So we have to be very careful. And that was always a big concern. But yes, someone like Bedard, someone with that soundbite of, you know, hey, Connor Bedard, one of one Young Gun, that's a pretty big soundbite. And we've been, you know, helped out by some distributors putting a few bounties out there that have made it an even bigger deal. I'm sure you'll talk about that in the future. But So yeah, now the reconfiguration that had nothing to do with Connor Bedard. The reconfiguration was completely to try and cut down costs of printing it so the price can be similar to what it has been in the past.
Yeah, that worked out.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a little bit. I do want to, and we have a number of questions about this coming in too. And so, hey, Troy, can you pull up on your, I'm going to share, let's look at the Bedard Young Guns and talk about that specific card design a little bit here too. From what I've seen, Billy, and I'll give my opinion too. I think a lot of people really like the photo that was selected. So, and I had a lot of questions about this as I was kind of seeing it for the first time, well, the other day as it was leaked from the people opening up Walmart tins early. But can you tell us the process of knowing that this was going to be such a monumental sort of iconic card in the hobby? Like how many photos did you guys look at and those sort of things? Like, what was the process of building this very specific card?
Well, first, I think we need to address the iconic moment of Troy being able to put questions on the screen and photos at the same time. I know this is a first for you, Troy. That was very well done. You timed it out perfectly. And
I know. And I'm always afraid. I don't want to talk over you, but it's like, okay, here's a question. Just read it. It's about it's from Todd McDonald on the Young Gun on the photo.
No, you did a great job. So we obviously know that we want to get a picture in as soon as we can. We have photographers at the games. And we had probably about five different choices. I think they narrowed it down to five when it started off. And I was fortunate enough to be part of the process. To be honest with you, the higher ups kind of get more of a say than mm-hmm. I do in this situation. But, you know, we had four or five good choices. And I think it really came down to two. If I remember correctly, and this was one, and there was another one, and this one was the winner. It was so long ago. I honestly can't remember if it was this one or the other one that I liked more. But the majority and the higher ups liked this one the best. And I can't complain with it. I think it's a nice looking card. So I joke with my friends from Chicago, you know, it's better than a Chicago player with his mouth open all the time, like Taves. You know, he actually looks like, hey, I'm here playing hockey. So,
don't worry. You got a guy in the background with his mouth open.
I did see that. That's the best part is, do you guys ever wonder, like, the people in the background of the card, like, oh my gosh, I made the background of like a huge card, like how much fun that would be?
We just had a mailbag question on Monday show, Billy, where someone pointed out I can't remember the specific card, but maybe
1990, it's like 94, 95 Pinnacle, Sylvain Turgeon. Turgeon, and it's Patrick Kane as a little boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a famous one. A lot of people know that one.
Yep.
So when was this card like done? Like, how long have you guys had to keep this under the design of this under wraps for?
So as a lot of you guys know, you know, series one is purely holdover rookies. It has a lot to do with timing and whatnot. Series two, from a calendar standpoint, almost took the place of when we had to do timing wise for series one. We did have to hold out to get enough skaters, because for some reason there weren't a lot of rookies starting off the beginning of the year compared to other years. And so, you know, we wanted to get this one done and get it done right as quick as we could. So, you know, we took pictures from the first couple games, and I would say that's when the process started. Once we get the photo done, the design's already made. So everything after that is pretty much just putting the photo into the design that we made from series one. It was just a matter of making sure he skated, making sure we pick something that everybody liked and that we hope the consumer will like.
Cool. Okay, well, we have 12 packs to open in our box. This is the part of the show I'm most terrified with, by the way, because you thought the going to the picture was smooth. We're going to try to go now to... We got to remove your screen, right, Troy? We're going to go to Pack Cam.
Pack Cam, bring it up.
Bring up the Pack Cam right here. Oh, my gosh, look at it. Pack Cam, here we go. Very, very new for us to our show. And then we've already showed Billy this We're very excited about opening pack one here, but I just thought it'd be kind of a fun opportunity, Billy, with you to look at some of the cards and maybe a, like I said, an entree into some discussion. So I'm going to go and try not to cut my fingers off here. We'll open the box. Oh my gosh, I almost did.
I better not see any cards go off the screen.
Yeah. Now, Troy, one thing we got to talk about is if we pull the 101 here, half is yours and half is mine. And I'm a nice guy, so I'll let you, which half do you want?
I said, I've got the knife. We were joking, if we hit it, I'm immediately hitting end stream. We are driving to Buffalo to David Adams. Yeah. And we're going to be like, here it is.
If the stream just cuts instantly, Troy and I are rich. So just keep that in mind. All right, now, here, opening taxes. The box here.
Everyone forgets about taxes.
Pack out. We'll get rid of the box. Here, we got our first pack. Going to try to do this.
Here we go, Josh. You'll love the here. This you'll love this comment. We give free shirts for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, also, we just have to make them first. I love this technology. We figured it out. Maybe.
All right. Well, we get O'Reilly too. That's a big thing for our show. Okay. Does this look good, Troy? Here we go. I'm not a breaker. This is my first time doing this.
Looks good.
Now, one of the things we've told you before, or I guess in the last few releases. I've really appreciated the photos for base cards. Thank you guys have upped your game.
Look at that. That's awesome. I like that.
In the net. All right. We're not going to. We'll Linus Allmark.
Do you want me to read stats off for each guy that you pick? We'll be here for 4 hours then.
Yeah. All right. Here's our first one. Jordan Kyrou, PC. Okay. So Troy asked me this question. Yeah. What is PCs? Is it like a PC computer or personal collection? Explain the theme of this card.
It can be many different things. It can be, you know, player collector. It could be player choice.
So you're saying character. It's like a song, and you want people to interpret their own meaning from the lyrics or something.
So
like that?
it's kind of a mix of two things. It's kind of a mix of, you know, the old video game aspect. You know, they have stars on the player, whichever player was active, and then they like an old video game. With some gaming terminology, basically.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Player character. All right, here's the next hit. I was actually at a local card shop watching people open boxes. A lot of people like the design of Deep Roots. I had a theory here, but then I don't think the checklist matched it out. Well, when I looked at this card, I thought, well, is this players that have played their whole career in the same city? Am I wrong there?
It's supposed to be players that, you know, have been with a team for a while. Maybe not like every single game of their career, but someone that has established themselves with a specific team. These pleasantly surprised me. It's got like a little soft touch on there. When you feel it, it's not like your regular card. The foil looks amazing on it. I thought it was it's just kind of an interesting concept, and I think our design team just crushed it. You know, I didn't know what to expect feedback wise, because you know we put trees on a hockey card and all these roots and stuff. But I think this is one of those things where I think the technology actually helps the card a lot too, and makes it look a lot better.
All right, last hit. It's not Betsy. How do you say this guy? It's
Stanislav Fozel, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Still got, what, 5 more chances. Here's a good photo of a DeBrincat.
Not as good as next year's when he's on the Red Wings.
Ooh, yeah. Well, speaking of Red Wings, there's your guy, Dylan Larkin.
Yes, sir.
Trevor Moore. Asta. This is a great card.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Love the photo on this one. And then Colin Blackwell finishes it off. All right, so that's pack one. How did that go?
Went well. Got a lot of comments on it. People like the Deep Roots, and
I think I had the Wings in that break, so I got at least a hit, right?
Yeah,
your spot's $700, so you can just pay us whenever. All right, well, we got 11 more to go because I made 11 graphics, so we're. More graphics, so we're definitely opening up 11 more packs. So, all right, we got through the Bedard Young Guns. Is there a okay, here's a question I have for you, because and we've talked to you enough to kind of get through this, and maybe we'll run into one of these cards. Is there a card that came out different than you thought it was going to be, either good or bad? Because, you know, you design these cards, they're digital, right, through that design process, and then you kind of see the finished product. And we have had a couple cases where it's maybe worked out better than you thought and maybe worked out not as good as you thought.
The one that surprised me a little bit, because you can't always, when you look at like a sheet, you can't always tell, like just a piece of paper with a design on it, you can't always tell exactly how it's going to show. The one that surprised me a little bit, and it's not a bad card, it's still a fun card, is Director of Boards. It's supposed to kind of look like a business card. And I think the foil might take away from that business card aspect of it. I still think it's a really cool card, nice card. I think our team did a great job finding some good images that that fit the theme of the insert. What's funny is that insert, I wanted to put like the address of each arena on the card, but unfortunately that one got turned down by legal. So you just have the team name. I think it might look a little more like a business card if we were able to put all the bells and whistles on it. But I still think it's a cool card. I've told people after having a little conversation with Tiger Williams about 7-8 years ago, I try to give a little love to enforcers in sets. So they don't always get all the glamorous insert cards. So I usually
we're gonna have a Matt Rempe monster season set next year. Yeah.
Nobody cares about Connor Bedard anymore. They just want Rempe. When's the Rempe Young Guns, Billy?
Crimson Parallel.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So on the Director of Boards, I'm surprised you didn't try to get legal to approve just doxing all the players and putting their home address on the card. I would have loved that.
That's another, like we have to be very careful of what we show too. Yeah. We don't want to show players getting hurt. We don't want to, I mean, people get checked in the boards. That's part of the game. So we just can't show people getting hurt or blood or stuff like that. But as I said, there were definitely some good images that fit the theme of the insert.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a comment that came up, and this confused me a little bit today too. So the last, I guess, your marketing team sends us updated release calendars and schedules. The last one that we had got from them said that retail comes out on the 13th, so a week from today. But in all the local card shops, there's blasters and tins. And then I actually even went to like a Walmart and Target. A number of people had messaged us that they did too. And as far as like traditional like big box retailers, it doesn't seem to be in there yet. So is retail officially out now too, or is it...
If you ask people, retail was actually out a few days ago.
Yeah. That's, I was going to say, we saw some leaks.
It depends on what state you live in.
Yeah.
I don't have control over what, like I build a certain number of retail tins and boxes and blasters and hanger packs and all that stuff. I can't tell you necessarily who gets what and when they go and when they're going to get released. I do know that, people have been finding, you know, blasters in stores. Sometimes retailers, they have a specific day that they put out new product.
Yeah, their vendor comes.
So they might have the product, and it might not come out until Thursday or whenever. I read a post somewhere about that where, you know, oh, my guy usually comes on Thursday, so I'm waiting. I'll be waiting there tomorrow, but I don't have any control over. And trust me, when stuff came out early, I was on the phone with, I got a few messages. What's going on, Billy? And, you know, we passed that information on to the appropriate people, but that's not my division there. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. I wish I had an answer for you.
Another card, Billy, that's gotten a lot of attention today. And I saw a couple of these pulled at the local card shop. I was like, maybe Troy, you can look for one of these.
I'll look for
on them. eBay or something like that. Are the glaring cards?
Yeah.
Where it's a very close, that's a very unique card that I can't think of anything similar to that. So what's this backstory there?
So there is, I go to Comic-Con every year, or I don't know if you didn't know, know now. And there's one time this guy, he's like, hey, I know you get in there, you can get in there early. Can you go to this booth? And there's this artist that makes these eye portraits of like villains or superheroes and stuff like that. And so I went there and I'm like, man, that's a really cool idea concept, just showing the eyes. And so I've just kind of been waiting for a time to use it. And I thought, you know, this might be a fun time to put this as an insert. We did other inserts that had kind of, you know, the Intimidation Nation with the mm-hmm. goalies and stuff. So, yeah, I thought this might be a time to put that in there. It just kind of reminds me of the artwork that I had seen. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of times my ideas aren't necessarily they don't come from cards. They actually will come from, you know, pictures or art or even like ads or just other things. That's kind of what happened here.
Pack odds are decently tough on this one too, right? Like,
yeah,
I don't know, Troy, if you have the checklist, but
it's like one in 67, I think, if I remember.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, I think you get like two or three a case, something like that.
Okay. The next card that I want to ask you about, Billy, is right there. Will you pull up the Monster Season card? So Troy and I were talking about this one last night, and I think I understand this correctly. So obviously McDavid had a huge year last year, 153 mm-hmm. points, and there's 82 specific cards. So is it basically one that commemorates every game that he had last year? Is this the first time you guys have done something like this?
No, I think they've done stuff like this for the Yankees and for like Crosby, I think, had something like this. From like a season, like non-rookie season, it's been a while. I'll just put it that way. And let's just be honest. The guy had a phenomenal year, almost averaged 2 points a game, which hasn't been done in a long time. And we wanted to do something. The original name of the insert was actually McMonstrous Season. But unfortunately, again, there's just some things that we want to be careful. So we just
– So you're telling me you can't do a McJesus set?
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes players like things, sometimes they don't. We don't want to piss off our spokesman. Yeah. So we just stuck with Monster Season. But yeah, it's pretty cool. You can put together a binder of every single game of the season. It'll tell you his stats and stuff from the game. And then we actually made a parallel version of it that's numbered to 153 for the number of points that he scored in the season. Mm.
All right, we probably, to not have like a 12-hour show, we think we have to go back to Pack Cam a little bit here.
Do Pack Cam, but then I'm going to bring up our good friend Name ask a question. Thoughts on my solo hosting last week? So Billy, I know you're a big fan. I'm sure you listened to it a couple times, but if you didn't, I had to do the show by myself. So talk about Josh. Josh left us, went on vacation. So I had to do it all by myself. It went well. I got good feedback.
Did you spend like 45 minutes talking about a player that wore a specific number and
about 10 minutes
that meant to you?
Yeah, I did about 10 minutes on the players, and it was just we're getting to those numbers, Billy, where the runners up are pretty, let's just say, not very exciting.
Well, speaking of exciting, let's see if our Bedard chase dreams come true here, Troy. Nice little photo there of Brendan Gallagher. Good job, Billy and crew. It's like Jamie Drysdale's trying to figure out what happened seconds ago. The rat. Our first checklist, not the one we exactly want, but Kuzmenko and Johnston, a couple of 2022-23 rookies.
Oh, speaking into existence.
Yeah. There's one of 82. Oh, one thing we should mention about this too is there is a out of 153 parallel, right, that has the... which is the number of points that he scored.
Yeah, were you not listening? Billy just said that.
Like, thanks.
2 minutes ago. Sorry.
I was thinking about Pack Cam.
He gets very nervous about Pack Cam. We had to do an hour of testing this thing out. So
how many times did you wash your hands and file your fingernails today, Josh?
Zero. So got that going. So thanks for making, like, I already don't have 4,000 things I'm self-conscious about, but sure, let's just pile it on. Well, first off the bat, love this card because it's got our boy on here, dollar Bill Kirill. Troy actually looked up last night the definition of ecliptic.
Oh, yeah.
What was the dictionary definition again, Troy? Do you remember?
I can't remember, but I thought it was a made up word, so I'm like, I gotta look this up. And no, it's an actual word, and it actually fits the card. It's concentric circles, something around the globe, something or other. But yeah,
it's very mathy, Billy.
Yeah.
What's going on with this card?
Hey, you know, Google searches are amazing. No, I kind of, you know, you have the, when someone's doing like a slap shot, you know, they come, it's almost like, you know, it's almost like a full circle. Oh. And then you kind of have your planet almost like an eclipse sort of thing. So we just kind of, turned the shot and the, you know, the meaning kind of into a card. Like and I say, I draw stick figures when I give these guys directions. I don't know if I have any here, like I'll just hide the name of it, but like, this is good for me. Like if you could see it, it's just like, oh, there's a player. And like, you're lucky if you get that from me. Usually it's like stick figures and stuff. So, the fact that, our design team can decipher my stick figures and turn it into something cool and look good, I'm very happy. Yes.
Yeah, I talked to Jean McLeod all about you. She was on a week or so ago. Was an amazing guest. And
you know what's funny is, because I'm known a little bit sometimes to be stubborn, and like I'll want designs a certain way, and Jean, you know, is the same. Jean has a lot of great ideas that she wants to do stuff, and everyone was a little worried that that there might be a little bit of head bumping. And I'll be honest with you, it has been amazing working with Jean. You know, she's done a great job with, a number of the sets that I've worked on, and, I'm extremely happy to be working with her. And it's been the exact opposite of that. You know, we have been able to, work together and gotten some really nice designs out there. I don't think Jean worked on this set, but there's some future sets that, I'm really excited about that, we collaborated on. Well, and when I say collaborated, I mean, she took my concept, and a lot of times she'll take my concepts and make them even better. And we have other design. We have plenty of designers that do the exact same thing. That's what I love working here. Like, our design team is top notch.
All right. Our PC card, Kirill, I'm going to guess next one's on a roll. I've opened up a few boxes today. So, last one is on a roll. It seems like that portraits and honor roll are the kind of the two mainstay sort of more common inserts that tend to kind of live on year to year. Is that a good way of putting it?
Well, you know, I got to have my portraits. I can't have this set be boring. So yeah, the portraits are there. Honor roll, you might not see it in the future. I think it's done. It's lived its course, and you might see other stuff in the future. But for now, yeah, honor roll is one of those inserts that you'll see a bunch of.
So does that make this sort of an honor roll eulogy episode then a little bit? Is that what we're thinking?
Oh, they're still extended. I'm not sure if it's an extended. I have to go look. But I don't know if you'll see it next year, at least in Series 1 or Series 2.
I kind of tend to agree with you that it's probably lived its course. So I think that's a good move. How do you decide, especially these more like common inserts that don't have real crazy pack, or even a card like the glaring one that we just looked at in the first, or between pack one and pack two, how do you decide which ones sort of continue on versus ones that are more one hit wonders?
I mean, that's a great question, because there are some that I thought were one-hit wonders that have stayed. Dazzlers is one of those that, you know, oh, let's do this for a year. And everybody, a lot of it has to do with the people, you know, the feedback that we get, if people like them, if we feel that, you know, we can continue to put players on these designs that people will enjoy. So, you know, and if you have a lot of rookie content in it, then yeah, it's almost like it's new every year. Another one that I liked, that we kept, this year was the highlighters and the population count. It's fun to put, PETG or acetate cards into sets. People like those. And, you know, the concepts are kind of cool. There's different levels to the highlighters. There's different level of scarcity. And, obviously with the population count, they should be all numbered properly this time around. So yeah, it's just kind of, sometimes it's a gut feeling, sometimes it's, you know, kind of from feedback. And it's kind of fun to figure out what you want to keep and what you don't want to keep.
Do you know our little tie into highlighters? You probably don't, but
oh no.
So series one came out, and I love acetate cards. The introduction of color into acetate, I got really excited about that with series one, and so I was all about it. And on release day, got very, very excited, and all the things that we try to teach on the show, forgot every single one of them. And I still today have spent the most money of any person ever on an orange highlighters.
So. No problem.
I'm very proud of it.
Yeah. I think it's all $80 on a City Crosby. You can go look it up.
All right, Josh, we're getting backtracked with a bunch of questions for Billy.
Okay.
So I'm going to show a couple. We'll start with rapid this one.
Fire. Let's go.
Here we go. So Michael Braun, been watching breaks all day long. Have not seen anyone pull a so-called Easter egg or photo variant. Is there any in season two? Can you answer that question?
They're pretty much the same. I'll be honest with you. People have problems sometimes finding our Easter eggs. So in the future, you'll see us kind of simplify it, or maybe not even throw Easter eggs in there, just so you guys know what you're getting. Cause I feel sometimes people will look at sets and see a checklist and be like, well, this isn't that strong. And then all of a sudden they realize there's some nice Easter eggs in there that really bring value to the set. And we decided that, maybe we'll give you a little more information on Easter eggs, but yeah, you'll see that there should be Fanimations in there. There's different photo variations in there. They're there.
Okay.
They're just, they're Easter eggs. They're not one thing about Easter. I don't want them to fall one a case.
Yeah.
If you find something one a case, then it's really not rare. So you'll see a lot of times if I have something that's something like 16-bit, those fall quite not very often, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
All right.
Okay, Troy, I just want to kind of cut in because a lot of people in the chat have been asking sort of the elephant in the room kind of question about and we were, when we announced that we were going to do the show tonight, Billy, got a lot of comments from people about asking us about the price, $300 hobby boxes for series two. And what I try to tell people, not that you're very open and honest about answering questions, you can. I try to set the expectation, at least with people, that you don't set the price. It's not your department. but you might have an opinion on it maybe. And I'm not trying to talk for you, but it has been a little bit of sticker shock for the hobby. We did a whole bunch of research and went back. And if you looked at the flagship release before the McDavid Young Guns, so this is going way back 10 years ago in a much different landscape, of course, but 2014-15 Series 2 came out, and then there's about a 30% increase between that and the Series 1 release the following season that had the McDavid Young Guns. We have basically 170% increase from what people are buying today retail-wise from card shops and like David Adams between Series 1 and Series 2. And are you guys worried about that, about how do you think it's maybe a one-time thing and it'll kind of normalize back, or what sort of the thoughts that you guys have had about the pretty aggressive increase in prices that we've had?
Well, I even asked, I knew this question was coming up, and the answer to this is we don't set the SRPs. We don't control the market. So if the market feels that there's a rookie out there that is worth this much money, and then the shops or distributors or whoever decide, well, if this is worth this much money, this is how much I should get per box for it, then that's what they do. We don't set that the SRP for the customer. So that's pretty much my answer for it. People can look back at prices and kind of see, and hype will change the market, but we don't set the SRP. Look at what people could buy this for a month ago. Look at what people could buy this for 2 months ago. It's the market that's determining this.
You've been at Upper Deck since right around 2015, if I remember correctly. So it's not like you've been there going back to Crosby and Ovechkin that long, but how is the hype over Bedard? Is there any comparative that, or even guys that maybe like a Steve Phillips that's worked in the industry for a little, like, what are they saying about comparing him to anything that's happened prior in the hobby?
I think it's right up there with Aaron Ekblad, man. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Niall Yakupov.
Yeah, Niall Yakupov.
I mean, the hype of Ekblad was crazy. No, I was here for McDavid. That's the first season that I really like. I started the year before, and then the first season that I really started building sets was McDavid's rookie year. And, you know, we tried to prepare for it, and it was bigger than what we even thought. And so, that was a big deal. And then we were shocked because we had the same thing the next year, 'cause Matthews decided to drop 4 goals his first game. And so that brought that whole hype. When you have a market like Toronto with the top rookie, that's always a big deal also. You know, there have been guys that have been perceived to be very good rookies or very good prospects, but not really to this fashion since McDavid. So, you know, I've seen hype, but I haven't seen anything like this. This is bigger than McDavid. When I say this is bigger than McDavid, I'm not saying it's bigger than McDavid, like he's a better player than McDavid. That's yet to be determined. I'm saying the hype is bigger than 15-16.
So I was on the Dave and Adam show this morning. They kind of asked me this question. I think it's a really hard one to answer, but I'm really intrigued by it. And I've thought about it a lot myself. What is it about this kid that has caused? Is it just a perfect storm, you think, of a lot of things that came together? Is there something about him specifically that has had the whole hobby going crazy for him?
Dave and Adams puts out $1 million bounty, and they want to know
what's they want to know why they're doing that. Yeah. They didn't think about that before.
At his age, you just watch how he moves with the puck, what he can do, and it's you know, he's already at that level. I remember. You know, I went to my first Toronto game at the last expo, and, you know, you hear people talk about Matthews, but when I saw Matthews on the ice for the first time, I could just look at him and said, that guy's different.
Yeah.
That guy is different. And when you see Bedard on the ice, it's just, you just look at him and say, that guy is different. He's doing stuff that's different than what your normal, you know, Justin Ablicators can do out on the ice. Yeah, I have to bust out an applicator reference there.
We need our button bar.
That's my boy.
Yeah. Well, maybe if we hit a Bedard Young Guns, we'll sell it, and Troy will buy a button bar here. All right, here we are in pack 3. Jonathan Huberdeau, is this like his fall from grace? Is that what this photo?
Jeez. We go for some unique imagery.
There you go. Just line in. All right. Clint Keller, I like him. Here we go, getting close to next one. We have our second young. Oh, it's a Dazzler. McTavish. Did you guys make blue Dazzlers tougher to hit? I was watching a breaker who had been through 8 cases and had 1 Bedard Dazzler today.
They're 1 a box. It's just a matter of how many Dazzlers there are per. So you get 1 blue Dazzler a box. So I don't know if that's tough or not. The one that changes every once in a while is the pink. Sometimes you get 2 a case. Sometimes you get 1 a case throughout the years. But the blue Dazzler has always been 1 a box. So you're not going to get like 1 in a case, technically.
Oh, here There's we go. My Hattie Maroon. Okay, so this is where you said like maybe down here in this part of the card would maybe have looked more like a business card in a perfect world.
Yeah, I mean, the shiny, like, you don't get too many business cards that are shiny. Yeah. Where's mine? Yeah, see, that's not very shiny. Mm-hmm. I'll hide all the information. I'm already worried people are going to try to copy my badge and get into the Upper Deck building. Sorry, guys, there's a little scanner in there, too.
Well, it looks like, what is it, Hugh McGing? Very exciting, Troy. Never heard of him? So, that's 2. 2 young guns down. Then, there's an interesting photo. Brent Burns, always a good subject there. This could be my favorite photo from, I saw this one earlier today. Yeah, it's Dreisaitl. It's pretty awesome. Then Gorgiev there. Really good. Here's a good goalie post, right? Can't get the angle right.
Yeah, look at that. Look at it. Tracking the puck into the blocker. All right, do this, Josh. You should probably open one. That was 3 packs. You should probably know.
Yeah.
But here, I'm going to ask names. Or, whoops, sorry, that was the wrong question. this one, Billy, I'll give you kind of a softball. Is this a career you've always wanted to get into, or did something lead you into this area of work? That's from our friend name.
So I went to school for, I started off going to college for marketing. And okay. when I got into marketing, I got into those accounting classes and, you know, I was good. I'm good at math and all that stuff, but I would miss one credit or one debit and my teacher would give me half credit and everything. Yeah. But then what I found out, what I thought was marketing, which is in the school of business at the college I went to, is actually advertising. So mm-hmm. I wanted to go into advertising, which deals with, you know, being creative and stuff like that. And so, I went into advertising and public relations because it's the combined at Grand Valley.
Yeah.
And graduated from there. And I ended up, I had a few odd and end jobs, but I worked in the restaurant business for quite some time. And what's funny, and I've explained this, what's funny is, oh, and how I got into the, how I got the job basically in California, it's who you know, but no, you know, I had known, Jason previously, he's married to one of my, good friends from college and we would meet up in California every now and then during Comic-Con and other times. And, he had mentioned, hey, we're looking for people. And he knew that I had a background in collecting cards. You know, I've collected since, you know, the set that that really started me collecting was probably 87 Topps baseball, that wood border, pretty iconic. Yep. And yep. So, there were two positions open and, had a few interviews and just ended up getting this job. And yeah, it's a dream job. Like who doesn't want to make, if you collect trading cards, who doesn't want to make trading cards? You know, I'm thankful for it every day. I have a blast. I can wear sweatshirts to work and you know, enjoy what I'm doing. And the restaurant business is not what I have to do when it comes to building sets and everything. Did you get a big hit and that's why you're holding it here?
No,
I'm just wondering if players ever complain about like their facial expression on their card.
I've had wrestlers. I've had Jamie Hayter came up to us and she's just like, guys, you know, you I love the cards and everything. She's like, but I go, I already know what you're gonna say. And she's like, well, I go, no, I know what you're gonna say. She's like, who decides what pictures are going to be? Just like, I don't want to, like, we didn't do her justice her first two trading cards. So we fixed that. But yeah, occasionally people will be like, come on, like, that's what you gave me.
You know who Troy is really critical, and it has to be something about just the way that he is, facial expressions or mannerisms. Yeah. But Cole Caulfield has weird mouth in every photo.
Yeah, it has to be him, though, because it's just like, unless someone at Upper Deck really doesn't him.
Did Jack Quinn played at Michigan?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's.
Oh, then, yeah, I don't care. He can look like that. Yeah.
Well, he's an honorary Hughes brother. You know that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jack Quinn. Yeah. All right. That was Pack 4. No Bedard yet, I feel. I'm not a millionaire. So
our millions are slipping away as we speak. All right, we got questions, Billy. There's so many questions in here. I apologize to everyone watching. I'm way behind.
We're doing our best. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's one. Sports car professor, I was watching a Canadian breaker get a Bedard Young Guns, but the corner was damaged. This is something that can be reported to Upper Deck customer service.
I think I watched the same break because it was one of the first breaks of the day. He said there was a little white and there was corner damage. I'm looking at it on my phone, so I couldn't necessarily see. If you feel that the card doesn't meet, you know, the quality expectations that we have provided, you can talk to customer service. Whether or not that's the case in our customer services eyes, you know, that's for them to determine. Like I mentioned, I don't do customer service. I don't do redemptions, but you know, if you feel that the card's damaged, then give them a call and see and open up a case. But, you know, not every card's going to be a 10. And if every card was a 10, then the grading companies would make a lot of money because everyone would be grading them all. But, so there might be some 9s. There might be some 8s. You know, our goal is to make every card an 8. And if you feel like you got a 5 or a 4, yeah, talk to our customer service. Mm-hmm. See if you can do something about it.
It's the double-edged sword, the whole like kind of like, oh. Well, we really talk about this a lot in terms of gem rate, Billy, where you want every card out of a box to be a 10 because it stinks when you get one and it's not perfect and you can see maybe a little softness on a corner or something like that. But then down the road, as you want these collector pieces to maybe appreciate or be investments, cards like I'll give you an example of a card that I actually think is a really nice card, but it's the Jack Hughes Young Guns from 2019. Its gem rate is over 70%. And so, which means that the population at PSA 10 or whatever grading company you use is going to be really high for that card. And so it kind of maybe hurts the value down the road because it's not as rare, of course. And then what we've seen in the last, really since the 2022 or 2021 even, is that it seems like the gem rates have been, for a lot of these guys, there's some exceptions, but around 30, 35%, somewhere in there. And my question about that to you is, in your mind, is there like an ideal sort of like gem rate of balance that you try to hit along the lines of what you're just talking about?
I love that answer. Just leave it as a deep sigh. Yeah, and we would love
them all to be tens. We would love them all to be tens, but we also know that these cards are put into sleeves and feeders and touched and moved and packed, and it's tough. So we would love them all to be PSA 10s or whatever other grading company that you use. But we can't, yes, variety does help also when you're collecting. And I'm gonna already answer K-Man Corner's question. I don't determine the price on EPAC.
I was gonna bring that one up because I know we've asked you that before.
That's done after the fact. We don't want to undercut shops. Yeah. So we're very cautious about that. We care about our brick and mortars. So and it's not gonna be out for a while on EPAC. So, it'll be determined at a later date. So, and I have nothing to do with that whatsoever. I have no control over it. That's a different pay level that gets to determine that.
All right.
I was going to say this question. I know the answer already. I think it's on the back of the cards, but just in case, Top Shelf Cookie Sniper Podcast, our friend, where were these Series 2 printed? I think it was Italy, right?
Again. I think it says on the
Yeah, I think card, it says on the back.
Box. Yeah, these were printed in Italy, yes.
All right, do we have a lull in questions, Troy? Should we go back to Pat Kim?
Yeah, go. I'm so far behind.
All right, you can tease him up and
we'll never. I will just say this: never in my wildest dreams did I think we'd have this many comments on a show. It's way over 100. I mean, I'm lost. I'm just scrolling through trying to find stuff.
Well, aren't like half the comments just commenting about Josh's hands and how huge they look on the screen?
Yeah, there was one about why one of your thumbs is way bigger than the other.
Now I'm going to sit in the mirror, cry in the mirror all night. Guys have no idea.
It's probably because I can see that. Like, I didn't know where your camera was at your house, but it's probably to the side, and it's probably one of them's closer. It's a perspective thing, probably.
Hey, and only Troy would know this, but how horrible my computer is. The fact that this even works is a miracle. All right, come on. Let's get that 101 here.
We need diapers, or baby needs diapers.
PCs. Zegras. Would have been a great hit a year ago. You don't control that, Billy, but it hasn't been good. Roman Yossi, he was just on Who's Hot last episode. Very underrated, Billy. Do you know that he scored the most goals of any defenseman in the last 5 years, and nobody cares?
I've had him on my fantasy team multiple times, yes.
Okay. All right, last hit. Here we go. Another honor roll.
Boom.
This is a rookie.
Samuel Bulldog. Or Bulldog.
Now, you guys didn't put the rookie on the honor rolls for the rookies this year. Have you ever done that? Or am I just...
Yes, I think so.
And, Dylan Holloway, Strom, Edmund. All right. Do we want to do another one, Troy, or do you have some questions to tee up?
I got this one. I'm not exactly sure what it's asking, but we'll just see if Billy knows. Which date does Upper Deck select the Young Gun photos? On November 12th, Bedard had an amazing picture taken of his Sally after his goal against Florida. I'm guessing it's probably a bunch of different dates that they take pictures and you guys get approved and all that stuff.
Yeah, we've got photographers at games, and like one of the things for a lot of these young guns and stuff, it's like our coordinators are top notch. Oh, they're six pack.
we're halfway.
Our coordinators are, you know, top notch. They do all the digging. They know, hey, we need a photographer at this game. So and so just got called up. He's going to be skating tonight. Get pictures of them. And so then they will, you know, focus on him because we got a lot of sets and we need a lot of rookie imagery. So, you know, they're on the ball with that for sure. And our photo department, that's like I said, they know what to look for. Like I've got, you know, like the penalty box variations.
Mm-hmm.
So something like that, guess what? These photographers don't take pictures of the players in the penalty box. And I will talk with, you know, our head of the photo department and say, hey, I have this insert or I have this variation I need, and he'll give specific directions to the photographers to take pictures of specific guys that are in the penalty box.
I don't think we've pulled an instinctive.
We haven't had an instinctive yet. The goalie card.
The goalie set. What was the theme here?
Yeah, I usually like to give I like goalie sets too. People like goalie cards. So, you know, being instinctive, that's pretty important to being a goalie. So I just decided let's make a card of it. And like I said, I think our design team did a good job. We tried to find photos of them making saves or like in motion to make a save or something, just kind of helping describe the insert name with the photo.
I did notice a no flower on the checklist. Did you guys only go with like starting goalies on this one? Was that the idea?
A lot of the time, I don't even think the insert is 30 cards. So we're not even going to get one from every team. So if you're going to backups, sometimes it's tough. Not to say that he doesn't deserve to be on there, but you know, he can't, we mix it up.
I think our Bedard Young Guns is next. So a moment of silence, please.
Close.
Not Bedard. Pretty close. Maskey Samskovich. There we go.
There's so many Blackhawk Young Guns in this set too. I've seen so many people get fooled, and I don't know how. Well, they'll do it. You can't even. I'm sitting here pointing at the screen, like which way the card goes. But they'll see the Blackhawk team logo, and I'm just like, it's a white jersey, guys. You know, it's not Bedard. If it's a white jersey, he's got a red jersey.
What's this? Could this be it? Could this be
two in a row? Cover? Another Young Guns? No, this is going to be some base.
Oh.
Well, that's a cool picture. Look at that. That might be my favorite card. That might be my favorite card. That's great.
Oh my God.
So, Billy, comments.
With the outburst, that does not look.
Oh my God, I just saw that.
Billy, this is a family show.
Billy,
stop it.
Family show. Family show. Someone put in the comments, Billy, and I can't find it now, of course, but someone that there's a lot of pictures with guys on their sides,
put that
on their butts.
On the screen. I gotta take a
picture. How about these two?
I gotta take a picture of that.
No, put it down, Josh. Put it down so we can get the
I got it.
Yeah, someone had a question, or not a question, a comment about how there's a lot of pictures of players on their backsides, sides. But I like that. More action.
I like these two together. Here you go.
Here, I'm gonna ask.
She's really happy about it.
Yeah. That's fantastic. That's my new favorite card. I am so gonna buy one of those online. I don't need to have this. We have it. Here we go. Here's a question, Billy. From Sanderson to Orr. Billy, I opened an entire box of Series 1 at work. There were only two Bruins cards in the box. My question is, did you do this to me on purpose? And did you do it again in Series 2? Thank you.
Oh, well, Eric, I can't believe you actually opened some modern product because he never does open modern product. Look, Eric, we're making a whole set of Boston players. So
yeah.
we can't fill it all up in Series 2. We got to save some of those players for the Boston Centennial set.
Okay. Hey, Troy, do we have more questions or do we want to look in at some secondary
there's
market
probably price? I probably missed a bunch. I'm going to apologize to everyone. There's some great comments, but I don't want to put them on there because we're a family show. But the Burt Reynolds pose is pretty good.
Yeah, there we go. Have you looked at secondary market values at all today, Billy?
So I personally haven't, but both sides of me kept yelling out prices throughout the day. Plus, there's this Instagram page I follow that kept posting first prices of specific cards, like the Outburst or the Young Gun and whatnot. So I did see some of those. Not to say that I'm playing on Instagram all day at work, but so I've seen some, but I haven't done a deep dive into it.
Were you surprised to see his Young Gun base going for, you know, in some cases, 1100? The range seems to be low 700s to 1100, yeah, somewhere in that range.
It's here's the thing is yes and no, because the price of a box, because of the price of the box, I think that's determining part of the price of the card.
Mm-hmm.
If the price of the box did not cost that much, I don't know if it would be that high. But because it is where it's at, I think that is also a determining factor on what people are valuing the card out to be. That's mm-hmm. just my honest opinion.
Yes. Yeah, so the two that we kind of reported on were, I think the very first base Young Guns that sold for about 900 this morning. Like I said, the range is 700 or 1100 and sort of been all over the place really throughout the day. And of course, as we always say, when we talk about sales, we talk about especially eBay ones that are verified in Terapeak. And it looks like that second Outburst Silver is paid for. Yeah. So now we have two Outburst Silvers that are right around $2,400, which is, what's that, 2.5 times what a base Young Guns is going for, roughly, something like that. And these cards are, when we did our post, I calculated the odds. So the odds to hit any Young Guns is one in 60 packs, I think. And for Outburst, then the Bedard is one in 50. So it comes out to one in 3,000 packs. So pretty tough odds there, Billy, to hit that card.
Yeah. Yep.
How do you? I really like the Outburst. I think that they're especially our Kyle Palmieri, which is Troy and I are going to fight over for hours after the show. Where does the Outburst go from here? The design.
I don't think we're messing with it. I think it's, I mean, the name is Outburst. It's basically mm-hmm. that's what the card and the design is. And,
well, plus it's one year, right? It's got to breathe a little before you start doing some other stuff with it, I would think.
Yeah. And, you know, the fact that there's two parallels to it. You know, when we did the Outburst cards at first, Grant really didn't even want it to be as common as it was. And I was like, Grant, it's replacing the French parallel.
Yeah.
Like it needs to, you know, be in there. And I'm like, it's a, you know, when you talk about adding value to a box, you see a card like this, I think it adds value to a box. Not necessarily obviously the Bedard adds lots of value to the box, but this compared to, you know, a little shift where things are written in French compared to something that looks like this, I think that added value. And so Grant agreed and allowed me to put them in one per box. And I said, we'll have rare versions, but I think this is just something this card, I don't want to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
Billy, I have to show you this. You might've seen this. Can you see my screen? I don't know how someone did this or they sold. It looks like a fake one because that's not the picture, obviously, but this is Terapeak. So someone paid it, but it's going to Authenticity Guarantee. I'd love to know what happens with this one. When they get it, if they just like, whoops, what is this?
But, yeah, I have a feeling the Upper Deck police are going to be on overtime.
Yeah,
coming up here with all the people trying to make money off of this. To be honest with you,
yeah. Then we're talking about money. So here's a good question, Billy. This is all for you. Quick question from Cast 99. Should I invest in Bedard Young Guns or Bitcoin? What do you think?
I'm not gonna answer that just because
no financial advice on our show.
I don't do I don't do Bitcoin. I've seen people make a lot of money out of it. I've seen people lose money and then make money and then lose money and then make money. I've got my own financial advisor and I just let them do what they do.
There you go.
And then the Billy financial advisor is he always buys too many wrestling and hockey cards and they sit in boxes at his house. I don't sell anything. I'm a hoarder.
What did you think when you heard the $1 million bounty from Damon Adams?
You know, when we talked, we knew there was someone who was going to put something out there. Because bounties were becoming the big thing. Other people have been putting bounties on all these different cards recently. And it's just like, you're not going to pass up this one. And when we heard that David Adams had put that out there, you know, there was like a ooh and ah in the office. We were, you know, obviously it's an exciting thing. And hopefully it helps, you know, it. The big thing about Bedard, and I've said this on a couple with a couple people, the big thing about Bedard is it's bringing new people into the hockey market. And something like this bounty is also bringing in new people into the hockey market. And now what we need to do is keep some of those people there. There's going to be the people that just jump in because they want that big hit and are gone. But we want people to jump into that hockey market. And yes, sorry. Hockey collectors, I know you guys are a tight-knit bunch and don't want many visitors, but we're trying to grow the market. So we hope that people get in here and see what we have to offer, see that you know, boxes aren't necessarily $1,000 for a regular box, and we have a lot of really cool and amazing players. You know, we were talking internally about, you know, how many other licensors really have like the top guys in many sets, like McDavid autographs in a lot of sets, or Ovechkin or Crosby or Matthews, like a lot of the top guys signed for us in multiple sets. And you don't necessarily see that in a lot of other licenses. So hockey's a cool sport to collect. So, I think David Adams is going to bring a lot more eyes to hockey, and we need to take advantage of that.
So I mentioned before we recorded, I went on their show, The Chase, this morning, and I actually asked them two questions because I was really curious about I really wanted to ask them like the marketing strategy behind a bounty, because I'm not exactly sure I get it, but wasn't the appropriate venue to do that. But I did ask them two questions, and I was curious. I said, well, what happens to the card? Like, once you give them the Gold Outburst 101 and they give you your $1 million for it. And what they told me is that Adam of David Adams is a huge hockey collector and he's just going to keep it.
That's what I've heard also.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. And then the other question I asked him is, because I was interested in context as far as, how does the $1 million for the Connor Bedard Gold Outburst 101 compare to other bounties that they've issued? And they said for sports, it's the biggest bounty yet.
See, we were talking about that too. And I was trying to think if there were bigger bounties. I was trying to remember if there was a not done by a distributor, but maybe someone else that did a bounty for the triple logo man. Did someone offer like a million, like golden or something like that?
Somebody, I think, Billy, you're right. I think someone did offer a huge amount, maybe over $1 million. But
that's one of the only cards. I know there's like been $250,000 for some of these, for Super Fractors or for the Otani cards, Ruth and stuff like that. But like I said, we heard $1 million. It was very eye opening.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, I see another pack.
You know what's coming, Billy, right? I told Troy, these little stupid graphics took me almost 4 hours. I get into these
things. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the comment, yeah, that was the other card that we remembered, was the ring card. I don't know if that was $1 million, someone saying $2 million.
Oh, but yeah, Post Malone.
See, it was $1 million, but Post Malone paid $2 million.
Paid $2 million. Yes, that's what it was. But I think that was $1 million bounty. So yeah, but that wasn't sports, but it was definitely a bounty on a card.
All right, here we go. It's no Bedards yet. So,
dude, I hope it is a gritty portrait.
I know, gritty portrait. I'm all for it.
Actually, I saw that card live today, and it's pretty awesome.
Is it awesome?
Let's see. Now you got to ask your question about that, Troy. Why no
Bowie? Why no Bowie?
You want to know, because we have original art, and do you know how long it took the Kraken to come up with a mascot?
I don't.
I got you.
Yeah.
So I had to stop here. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but you guys have had the best Stuart Skinner.
Stuart Skinner's been photos. Awesome.
I just wish he was a good goalie. Well, he's been better the second half of the year. But yeah, I don't know what it is about you go back to 2022 as well. Your photo was amazing for him.
Well, yeah, maybe it's the same photographer and he loves Stuart Skinner.
Maybe. All right, is this it, Troy? Is this our...
Oh, another instinctive.
All right, well, it starts with a goalie, and Troy's a goalie coach, so that's got to be a great sign.
So, Troy, you appreciate my love for having a goalie insert, you know, usually in these sets.
Oh, yeah. I went the Troy. I did the crazy thing. I went through TCDB and started logging every goalie set from every hockey set that's been released. So I'm about halfway through it.
I assume this is a nice one, Billy.
That's awesome. That's a black and white legend card. So that's your, like, there's like rare parallels per box. This is, you either get like a clear cut, a black and white canvas, or I think it's a fluorescent red. So this is your rare, one of your rare hit. You get more than one rare hit per box, but this is that ratioed rare hit. And the fact that you guys got one of the legend ones, that's nice. Yeah.
Troy's a big Mike Bossy guy.
Yeah. So I love Bossy.
This one will go in Troy's PC. All right. Last one. No idea who that is, but very exciting. Another honor roll. Then we'll finish it off. Pack 7. J-Rob. Tommy Novak. Has he been traded yet, Gensel? Do we know?
I don't think so. I haven't seen it come through.
Is he a Red Wing yet? What?
All right. There's pack 7. First big hit. I'm not going to sleeve it on Cam because people will think less of me, even more so than they already do. Okay, so we've talked about anything more that you think is interesting, Billy, about the set at this point that kind of went into it, the history of it, was there parts of it that were challenging to make? Enlighten us.
One of the things I don't think I brought up in other podcasts and stuff is
wait a minute. You do other podcasts?
Yeah, some people are afraid to go live like you guys. And like I'm just kidding. But one of the things everyone's just like, well, why isn't Bedard in all of these things? And something like Series 2, believe it or not, like you can't have rookies in every single form because we got to get some stuff done early and some stuff done later. So I really had to pick and choose like which inserts I wanted to have rookies on because they wanted to have like something like deep. Well, you can't put Bedard in Deep Roots because it doesn't go with the theme, but there were some inserts that, you know, we just didn't, we didn't have the time to put them in there. Which leads to the next segue, extended. No, just kidding.
Oh, there's questions about extended. Someone wants to know when it's coming out. I already know your answer.
June-ish is my bet.
Just a second. I have to fix my hat because people are commenting. I don't need a haircut. It's just it was stuck there. See, now you can tell it's fine. Are you okay, Amanda? Jeez. Yeah, extended. Yes, extended. We're gonna hold out as long as possible because someone who you just put her comment up there really wants the Pierre-Luc Dubois LA Kings card, and you know what? Maybe I'm just gonna make her wait a little longer for that, and we'll have to wait on that for a little bit, and everyone can blame Amanda. I'm just kidding. I honestly don't know. A lot of these times it just depends. It depends on like when our vendors are available to do all the pack out stuff. So, and then, you know, obviously we wait as long as we can to get the new skidding rookies, and then we have to put them in the insert sets. And let's be honest, Extended is known for its rookie content. It's nice to have a few. You guys have been patient. I've been patient with us. You guys have been waiting to have a big name young gun. And what's crazy is in previous years, like when they had the rookie updates, speaking of Gunsel, like, oh, Gunsel, Matt Murray in the SP rookie updates, great young guns to have after series two. And then the first couple years we do extended, we just don't get one of those guys that like pops out during the playoffs or right before the playoffs. Well, because of the scheduling and everything, we were actually able to, you know, we had a number of rookies that we could put in, and a lot of people ask us the decision, how we made the decision to put like Fantillion 2 and Carlson and Cooley and Bedard, and how we decided what was going to go and what. And honestly, it was a no brainer to put Bedard in series two. I think we announced it during series one, but the big question was, who else is going to be in there? Should it be two and two? Should it be three and one? And, you know, we decided at the time when we were making the selection, Carlson was on fire, was playing very well. So we decided to put what we thought were the top two rookies in the class. And unfortunately Carlson got hurt. But what we put the top two rookies at the time in series two, and left Cooley and Fantilli for extended.
Mm-hmm. The way that I know you're not going to like get into the checklist, but I'm actually really excited about extended, even as maybe if you don't have the stomach to pay the series two prices, like right now pre-sales on online retailers like David Adams for extended, I think are still in the 120 range. And based on my crystal ball, we know you're going to have the Logan Cooley and Adam Fantilli young guns. You're going to have the Bedard canvas, which you guys have already will maybe make an assumption. There might be some young gun acetates in there. And then we've seen retro young guns in there as well. So there could be a lot of rookie content options. It seems like you're saying, Billy.
And that's what extended was built for. And, you know, we're really excited about it. And then you have like your first rounders, those are coming back. We've just had a problem getting 150 rookies. And I think two out of the 3 years we had to do something different, whether it was 30 rookies or add the first rounder. So we decided to kind of add that first rounder insert again. And so, you know, there's another chance for Connor Bedard card that falls at the same rate as a young gun. There's going to be so much content in that. You know, I'm not trying to convince you to start pre-ordering, but you know, you saw what the price of series two did in a matter of months. There's obviously potential for that set. And like you said, the canvas young gun, and the canvas young gun is actually a card that I had conceived for a very long time. And I'm really excited about it. I have the finished version of it right here. Oh no, sorry, can't show you. But it's really cool, and I'm excited about it. So I'm looking forward to extend it also.
Well, the next question, Troy, we probably should ask, and I'm going to go on a limb and say you're not going to answer, but. Yeah. Troy and I are very serious hockey card journalists, of course, and so we have to do our job, Billy, and ask that, did you guys print more Series 2 than Series 1?
I can't answer that.
There, we asked it. We asked it because we're hard-hitting journalists.
No, because UD doesn't print the cards.
There you go.
Answer the question.
Very political answer.
You going to run for office?
Yeah, soon, you
know, Billy, we don't print the cards. So yeah. We printed just as many series two as series one.
There you go.
Well, on that note, got to go back to Pac Cam. Very, very exciting for Pac 8.
Number eight.
Still have not gotten dream,
my... Yeah, the Bedard dream is dying.
Very slowly. But hey, tip in a chair, Troy. We've got, so what is it, five packs left? So, I took it off camera. I'm a bad breaker.
Yeah, you're a bad breaker. Hold on. Someone asked Chris Perkins. I'm going to show it here. And whoops, not that one. Why is it a secret on print runs? I'll just say this. I've watched Jeremy Lee interview the president of Upper Deck, Jason, and asked him the same thing. And it's just, that's how it is. That's the answer. And Jeremy tried to press him to they need to publish print runs. And it's just, it's not something they do. So I can answer that one.
We got two goalie cards in a row, Troy, to start our base cards here, UC Saros and Jake Allen. So maybe that's a good sign for you that Lappy. Ooh. A rat deluxe. There's a Bruins card.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, we sent the wrong box to you guys. That was to Eric. Sorry, Eric.
Feels like that almost has like a blue. Is there a blue foil on the deluxe?
Yeah,
there is,
isn't it's blue. There? Yep.
Oh, interesting. All right. Eichel, PCs could have multiple meanings. We've learned from Billy. And then not Bedard Young Gun.
Well, it's because you said the name Billy.
Oh, I did do that, didn't I? Now, do you think Nikolai Ehlers is upset about his receding hairline here and the fact that you've featured that very prominently on a hockey card?
I think he's a very focused hockey player in that photo.
Oh, there's the Kyle Palmieri base card.
There it is. We got both of them.
There it is. Then Eric Carlson, project, and Ryan Johansson. Should we just go into Pack 9, Troy?
Yeah, well, keep going.
Stay on schedule here. All right. Remember, I just spent 3 hours on these graphics, so I'm doing them all.
Hey, Josh, did you like how when they asked the question, you know, Troy's not like, hey, let me get it from Billy, or Billy has said this before. No, let me go above Billy. Okay. Let me go.
I do that at work a lot. They don't like it that much.
Yeah, no, nobody does, Troy. That's why you're not supposed to do that. Okay, here's Pat.
I'm trying to get Billy focused on the cards. I'll handle all these other Upper Deck questions because that's my expertise, I guess.
Troy will be your personal PR manager, Billy.
The first like minute, I didn't realize that I'm like, what comments are you talking about? And I was stuck in private chat and I was just like,
there's a private chat that we don't even know about. Somebody to make that there are a lot of, I like it. There's a lot of very interesting photos of not just guys, you know, standing there waiting for a face off. So you did a good job.
So we've had some years where like a lot of the base cards look the same, and I might have given specific directions. Hey, let's, you know, we're known for a unique photography. Let's throw some unique photography out there. And they definitely did that. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, like it's kind of cool.
So this is the white sparkle parallel, right? It's a Corel.
Yes. Thank you for calling it sparkle. Like it's supposed to be called.
Why? What are people calling it? Or rainbow speckled.
They're calling it pixel. That's probably the name of our competitors, what they call their speckle. Yeah. So they call it pixel. Just and like then there's a stuff prisms and stuff.
Oh yeah. There's also a gold parallel, which
yes.
This box doesn't have one, but oh wait. We might have you on this canvas.
Uh
oh. It's a checklist.
It's the wrong.
Yeah. Elias Pettersson and Nugent Hopkins canvas checklist. Their first portraits. Clayton Keller. Okay. I've been calling these the English manor cards because they kind of look like they would be paintings in an English manor, right?
This is my favorite. This is my favorite insert set in a while, be honest with you. A quick note too. Bedard almost didn't make this set. Like initially, we had to. We painted a Team Canada one because we had to have these paintings done by a certain time, and we didn't know when, like he wasn't drafted yet either. And so we painted a Team Canada Bedard, and then he got drafted. And then we actually had, there's a portrait that hasn't been used because we had to print an extra one in case Bedard didn't skate, the old Jonathan Drouin sort of incident. Where he got hurt and didn't skate. So the good thing is Bedard ended up going to the Blackhawks. So the red background and everything fit with the Team Canada thing. So he didn't have to change much, but we were able to, from a timing standpoint, last minute change his, like, change the background of the image to it. We had to call up the artist and say, hey, can you fix this? They did. And we were able to get him in the canvas set as a Blackhawk.
I'm going to take a go on a limb too, just in talking to you now for the last couple of years, that you're a big fan of portraits, and this is one of the cards, not this year, but in years past, that hasn't worked out the way you wanted it to, right? Yeah. Kind of the sepia ones in 2021 that I think according to, we're supposed to be more like that's, Wild West.
That's the only time it didn't work out. Everything okay. else was done completely 100% the way I intended it to come out. Next year's is a little different. It's not as wild, but it's still a cool concept, but I'm holding on to this one as long as I can.
And then the parallels for these are, there's a silver border out of 99 and then a red border that, what is it, out of 25 or something like that? Or lower?
Yeah. One of my favorite pickups from the expo was from Frank LeClaire pulled a McDavid out of 25, and we made a little trade. So I have the red parallel of the McDavid. I might have to go after the Bedard somehow, some way too, but yeah, that's just a fun set.
All right, we're going to do one more pack, Troy, because we got to keep on schedule a little bit here. So here's pack 10. We need a Bedard, Billy, and you're letting us down here, Frank.
It's all your fault.
I hate to say this, but part of me is glad this is going so bad. It's not bad, but you know what I mean. Because, man, you guys have had some ridiculous luck lately, and I don't want people thinking that, you know, oh, we're giving Gong Show some.
No, we got the receipt for this one. This is from
LCS.
This is from our LCS.
All right.
Paid good hard money for it.
Motoring through the base cards here. Here's a nice little pose there. Little Tyler Toffoli action. All right, come on, Bedard. Your Carlson PC insert. Oh, the first name was right.
Connor. Oh, close. So close.
He's not bad, though.
That's not a bad one. That's,
no. So it's is it Zari or Zeri? What's the consensus here?
I have no clue. I'll look at the NHL pronunciation.
Somebody will come in the chat, but it's Connor Zary, Connor Zary, Young Guns. Lots of Flames Young Guns in this set. Holy cow.
Yeah, no Red Wings. Zero.
Then we got another canvas. Oh, it's our boy, Troy. There we go.
There we go. That's
Be in that goal scoring pose a little bit more this year, but a very, very cool card. Definitely as Wild fans. Love that one. And then Martin Nechas. Now, this is the only good mouth Cole Caulfield card that I think has come out.
Oh, yet. Yeah, that's a lot better than his normal look.
There's a card I want to make, and I don't know if we can or not, but one of my buddies is a reporter in Detroit, and I was seeing some pictures, and I'm like, wait a minute. And he was at a celebrity golf thing in Detroit, and I'm looking, and it's Zegras golfing. And his caddy was actually Cole Caulfield. And so I want to get a picture of Cole Caulfield caddying for Zegras. I think that'd be hilarious.
That would be awesome.
There you go, Bill.
All right.
Oh.
Ooh. Shots fired. So how do you feel about your Red Wings? Are you
I think we're gonna be the eighth seed. I think we're getting in the playoffs. I'm pretty happy about that. I think whoever we play, I think we'll take them to six, but I think this is the first step towards even better.
You're going to make some Patty Kane Red Wings cards before it's too late?
I hope so. I got to see his first goal as a Red Wing.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a question for you sort of along those lines that Troy and I have been talking about a little bit. So we've been covering, Fanatics with their acquisition of Topps has done, I think a couple of innovative things now hasn't really worked out maybe super well. They've made some errors, like the whole, I'm sure you heard about the first card thing, printing the first base card off the line with first card. They did print the 101 on the back, but forgot to print the first card on the front. But here or there, that happened, it's a lot, as we know, goes into this, but they have been trying a lot of new stuff. And what I wonder though is, because it is what we've learned from you, Billy, is you guys work these sets so far in advance. Does that hinder you at times for, you know, maybe being a little bit more reactive or being able to put stuff in a set that, because it, I don't know, I think in some ways that having these super long lead times, you know, it maybe kind of hamstrings you a little bit.
So look, we're doing a number of things. There's going to be a number of things that come out in products in the future. And yes, it does take some time. Some of the gimmicky stuff that, that people have been doing, some of it's very interesting, I guess, is the best way of putting it, you know, like, but it's doing the job. It is. And so, you know, you can't really knock it. I'll look at some things and be like, that's different. And some people love it. Some people hate it, but it's doing the job. So, you know, I don't see us getting too gimmicky. I think we want to be innovative in different ways. And, you know, bringing on someone like Jean McLeod has definitely helped out. And, her presence here, has definitely, increased the number of, things that we are going to be doing in future products. But as you said, it takes some time. So we're just wait, I guess is the best way to say it, unfortunately. And, you know, you'll see them, you'll see our competitors doing a bunch of different things. And, we just don't necessarily do a lot of the gimmicky stuff. And not to say it's bad. And their quote unquote errors, look, you know, we're all dealing with that sort of thing right now. We're all dealing with, something like, it's just, some people are just so busy, whether it be our vendors, whether it be other people, some things are getting, missed, or some things are being printed incorrectly or whatever. And it's not just them, you know, we've had, you guys know about the population counts.
Yeah, we got a question on it right here.
And you guys know about, you know, wording on the back of some cards in the cup and whatever. So, unfortunately there's human error to cards, in making the cards. Robots do not, make these sets and build these sets. So, from the standpoint of like, things maybe not going right all the time, you know, unfortunately that happens. We just try to limit those mistakes, as of some of the ideas that they do. You know, there's somebody eating a lot of tacos right now. I know that much.
Taco Fractor.
I live right by Taco Bell, literally at the bottom of my street. I don't think I can barely eat there like once every couple. I love Taco Bell too, but like, I couldn't imagine eating there once every 2 weeks, let alone like once a week and stuff. But, you know, they've got some interesting things, and I think you'll see a lot more innovation from a card standpoint coming our way.
Now, just for posterity's sake, you did just referenced it, that there was a little bit of Snafu series one and the population one cards. I assume you guys corrected that for series two, or made sure that would happen.
Oh, yeah. Again. And it was, we have little meetings with our vendors, and it was stressed more than they probably appreciated about making sure that this, and you know, it happened once. And the only thing with that is when it happens once, man, I'm still seeing the first question anyone ever asks about a flagship now is, what do the corners look like? Mm-hmm. Because our vendor decided not to tell us that they had a new way of cutting cards, and they had these rounded tip corners. That's still PSA 10, but you know, are cut differently.
Yeah.
And so ever since then, every single set that comes out is, what do the corners look like, and fun gauge zero, you know, see that in every set.
Yeah. Any more questions, Troy, that we
Who is Billy's favorite Upper Deck athlete that he met from Ojibwe 86?
He's going to hate me. I've met Wayne Gretzky. Yes, I've met Bobby Orr. Never met Michael Jordan. Saw a few of the other younger hockey players. Still haven't met McDavid. But you asked my favorite. My favorite is, I've met Ty Mello twice. at the Fan Fest when I worked the booth, She's one of my favorite wrestlers, and so I'm going to go with Ty Mello.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Troy? Any other questions?
Someone asked us a question. How many boxes of Series 2 do we hope to open?
Well, at the rate we're going, with no Bedard Young Guns, either we go all in and just do it till we hit it, or you know, maybe we're going to use our $1 million bounty reward to buy some more boxes. I don't know. I mean, we kind of go with the flow on this sort of stuff. And I think part of our challenge, and you, Troy, I'll let you chime in too, is that, as you know, we try to open up a little bit of every product. And you guys, Billy, have been pumping out products weekly. There's a product that we'll talk about at the end of our show that the checklist came out a couple hours ago, or it comes out next week, that we're very excited about in Parker's Champions. And so we can't.
No, I roll my eyes because I was supposed to post the image gallery of it today, and I was so busy.
Do you want us to do it for you? We can do it for you. I'm just kidding.
Now that you guys mentioned that, Grant's going to be like, why didn't you post the image gallery?
Breaking news on our show.
Wait, is that the Facebook post you guys usually do?
Yeah.
Why didn't you guys do one for Series 2?
There was no
Series 2. And now there's video proof of this. And so when I get my review, that's going to be part of the thing, is you didn't post the image
gallery. I just got a text from Grant, and basically this is your performance review, Billy. So I've got a couple questions that he would like us to cover. You've done a great job. Well, hey, if you guys have any more Series 2 questions, because we're going to do our last couple packs in a few minutes, and then we're going to end on some Parker's Champions conversation. So make sure that you get them in the chat so that we can have Billy answer them. Oh, here's a, you want to do the one from Evan, Troy?
Which one? I'm so lost on comments right now. Oh, there you go.
I'm going to be honest, Billy, this is probably my biggest set beef that I have right now. And so I'm actually, is that
Billy's going to walk out. He hates us when we talk about this.
Yeah. Hey guys,
you're gonna see in the background, this is our token Canadian right here, our brand manager. Oh, got that. Ooh, I got some information.
Oh, breaking news. Hey, Troy, hit the breaking news button.
Bar, I can't, please. I can't say anything. It's not hockey.
Oh.
You're supposed to break news on our show, Billy. That's the agreement that we have. No, in all seriousness, no. Why is there so little game used content in a product named SP game used? Is that a harsh question?
A lot of it is game used. What are you talking about? I mean, yeah, you have your rookie content. We never use rookies. Never have game used material, but the banners are at games. The nets are from games. The pucks are from games. The veteran players are at games. The only thing that's not game used really is the rookie like jersey and content.
Okay.
I mean,
maybe
people look. It's a banner. But it's something that's at the event. It's something that's at the specific. It's specific to a game, and we're getting more and more stuff from. The teams from those, like the Winter Classic or the Heritage Classic and stuff, we're getting more jerseys and stuff. We're getting, you know, more memorabilia, stuff from the All-Star. And if you don't consider the skills competition, a game and stuff, like, but those are like jerseys that are worn one time.
Yeah.
You know, they're still very limited sort of thing. So, I understand the complaint. It says game used, and you know, we use rookie photo shoot jersey for our rookies, except for a couple inserts in the cup. But for the most part, it's all, you know, rookie photo shoot stuff. But I didn't mean to interrupt pack 11.
There. Well, here you go, Billy. I'm gonna put one up here for you. Why would Grant expect you to do something on Series 2 day? That's on him.
Ooh.
You're busy enough. Hey,
oh, by the way, I don't know if you heard or not, we actually have the net that, and it'll be in SP Game Use, the net for Connor Bedard's first game. And it's in, and we, man, our brand team got that ball rolling quick. They're the ones that got it for us, so props to them for sure. Paul, who was just right behind me, who gave me this news that I can't tell you guys. he's the one that got that for us, and did a great job. And our design team was able to come up with a design on the fly, and we will have Bedard's first, you know, game net cord cards in 23-24 game used.
That's that feels like breaking news. Have you told anyone that, or is that new to?
It might have been at the CDD conference. I think it was.
Oh. Sorry. Sooner or later, Billy, you will break something on our show.
Maybe one day we'll get invited to that, but don't worry, we're not bitter. So, pack 11 here. We're down to two chances, guys. This is a.
What are we?
High drama.
We have more than one Canadian that works here. Just so you know, I feel bad saying that.
Troy, you're supposed to keep count of how many. Does anyone in the chat know how many base young guns we've got yet? I think we should have
4 or 5.
All right, gonna happen. Oh, there's another goalie card. A lot of goalie content. Troy's happy about that.
Yep, this can't go wrong with that.
Igor Shesterkin, Ty Cartier. Good one. Not the one we're looking for, but not bad. So this might be our last young gun.
Oh, is that our last one?
Yeah, I don't know. We've got.
Oh, that's cool.
Look at that photo. Jaden Schwartz, UD Canvas. What's the word I'm looking for here, Troy or Billy? Very daunting.
I'm telling you, whenever I hear Schwartz's name, I just think of Spaceballs.
Billy, the people want breaking news. I'm just saying. Billy, come on.
All right. Fiala base. We're just rolling through the base. That was a nice picture of Kale. Oh, he looks happy. That's so nice.
Oh, we got a perfect question to end. Or after you open the last pack, there's a question for Billy. That's a really good one to
end. I'm going to do it right now because we're just going to kill the bit on this box. We have, this is it. Everybody, take a good look at me and Troy. We're very poor right now, but we're about to be millionaires. Here we go. Got a pack 12, last pack mojo. Don't worry, Billy. When we pull the 101, there'll be a beer with your name on it.
12 is my lucky number.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. Very exciting. Very nervous. I'm shaking. I'm going to be one of those breakers that shakes their hands crazy. Pretty sure we have no young guns left, but. Maybe we should have kept count. Ooh, there's
another Kairou.
White Kairou. Sparkle Kairou PCs. Very shiny. I'm not going to call it Pixel. Really good man. A couple print lines down there.
Jeez.
Tanner Jeannot. Canvas. And looks like we're going to end on a portrait. Oh my God.
That's a great one. That's a great portrait.
That is
epic. I love the Predator as his tie. All right, here's a question. Here, Billy.
Pretty epic.
For Michael Brown, does Billy think Series 2 release will go down in Upper Deck history as the biggest release of all time?
I hope not. I honestly hope not. I hope that we continue to build the market and that hockey becomes even more popular and it gets bigger.
Well, you're not. We can't be accused of you giving us a loaded box because, well, first of all, we bought it. No Bedard for us. That's all right. Only 12% anyways, but it was kind of fun. Get your feedback on a lot of gymnastics there.
Here, I don't have any. I'll bring something to the expo to give to you.
I don't remember. I know you mentioned this earlier, but so did you say that when you don't get a Young Guns, you call customer service and they send you one? Is that what happens? Is that what happens? Yeah. Is that what we're supposed to do? Do we need to pause the live show so we can make that call right now, Troy?
Yeah.
No.
All right. There's some other. I'm trying to find if there's any more questions before I wrap look at the S Series 2 stuff. Oh, someone asked here. The Irish Fire Collector asked this. I don't know if you even answered. Ever considered using skate blades as mem material in a card like in the cup?
That can be dangerous.
We have, actually.
Yeah, I'm assuming you have. To get them in there.
Here's the thing with that. Like, we did do it, and it wasn't Blades of Steel, but it was something like that. I did put them in a set one time, and the thing is, getting skates from people. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't get a lot of skates. We get a lot of, we do well with stick, we do well with jerseys and stuff. We just don't get a lot of skates. So I think I maximized the players that we had skates for. And so to do it again, it's almost, I don't want to say we're repeating the the set.
I bet now it might be a lot easier because now it's the blades are all replaced. Like they just pop new blades in and out, in and out. They don't even worry. You don't even need the skate anymore. If you just wanted the blade, they're all replaceable. Like I wonder if you'd be able to get more if you just want the blades, if it would be easier to get because they have so many now.
I will let you get that through customs.
Hey, I got a little mini baseball bat taken away from me that I bought for my son at a Braves game. They took it. I was like, oh, that's sad.
That's because it was the Braves.
I know.
No.
We got a Fanimation question. That was an Easter egg. So I missed. Do you guys publish pack odds for that?
We do not.
Okay.
If it's not on the list, then that's not on the list.
Got to ask this one. This is a little more of a random question, but from our good buddy Keith at Just Hockey Cards. So he had opened up a pack of ice, and I don't think is ice your product or not, but there was a ice crystals that was in a penny sleeve. And he was just what he had never seen a card in a penny sleeve in a pack, and was maybe hoping for some clarification there.
I did not build that rendition of ice, so I'm not sure, but it might just have been to protect the card. I'm not sure what I don't know enough about it honestly to be able to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like we've put in the minis that we put in like the frozen and ice cards.
Yeah.
Those have been in sleeves before. It's just because we don't want the cards getting damaged when they're inside the penny sleeves.
Yeah. You were saying it was one of the numbered cards, but sounds like you don't know the answer there. We have to let you go soon. I do want to talk though, Parkhurst, but Troy, do you think we should do while we're on series two, the giveaway now and then?
Yeah. Might as well. Parkhurst? Might as well.
Okay, no, we've never done this before. Yeah, so
let's go slow.
Billy, you can't win.
You can't win.
You're going to try really hard, but sorry. Okay. And we'll buy you a beer or something like that at some point. So how does this work, Troy?
Okay, so I'm setting it up right now, and can you share my screen so everyone can see it? Okay, so what you need to do, everyone, is in the comments, just wait before you do it. I'm going to start collecting comments. All right, hit hashtag Bedard. That's what you need to put in the comments. Hashtag Bedard. Doesn't matter if it's capital, lowercase, whatever. Just hashtag Bedard. And it should start collecting stuff, hopefully.
And then it'll draw a winner. And then we will send you a box of 2023-24 Series 2 Hobby.
Yep. Good. It's working. We can see entries are coming in. We'll give it a couple minutes. We'll let Billy sing a song for everyone. No, I'm just kidding. There was a question someone asked Billy. Now that I can't find it because I'm an idiot and didn't star it because I just noticed you could star questions and put them in like a queue. And I, of course, didn't even see that till now. Oh, what was it? Oh, video cards. Someone wanted to know, have you guys thought about going back to video cards? Like there was, I know there was one that I've seen where it was like you open it up and a little video plays and everything.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're doing that anytime soon. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Josh.
It would have been nice if you had had a longer answer as we're collecting names here, Billy.
Instead of typing on your computer trying to answer emails.
Can you please talk for 17 minutes about how you don't want to do video cards, please?
I'm trying to take pictures of the image gallery so then I can show on your thing.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the only breaking news we've got today is that you forgot to do your job and didn't post it.
That, but you know, we never got an answer. I don't know. Did you answer this, Billy? Is there a reason there's no, you were supposed to do the image gallery. Were you supposed to do it for series two? Is that what you're talking about?
You saying no. Purpose Champions.
Oh, what happened? There's no series two Facebook. Album.
Thanks for rubbing that one in too.
Is that you?
That one's on me.
Oh, sorry.
I'll take full blame.
All right.
Yeah. Should have happened. I'm trying to get some cool cards for you guys to see right now.
All right. Okay, we're getting one more minute on the contest or whatever, the giveaway. So hashtag Bedard. We're at 41 entries.
Yeah, that's pretty good. 41 entries.
Yeah, it's definitely good. And then if you do win, you must reach out to us. I think you have to reach out to us on Instagram or send us a message.
Yeah, that's really important. So if you win, we're going to write down your name, and we're going to do our best to contact you. But you have to message us on Instagram. Upper Decks is sending us the box. And then I think Billy's going to fly it over tomorrow morning in a briefcase that's handcuffed to him. And then right at that, and then we'll ship it out to you guys once we get it.
All right, yeah. Do you want to ask this question? Now we're just self-serving. Billy, what's your favorite hobby podcast and why is it the Hockey Card Gong Show? please tell us.
Answer very carefully, Billy.
All right. We're almost right, there. Here we go. We're going to get, I'll go 10. Nine, wait,
you guys have been recording this?
Eight. Yeah. What do you mean? 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Bam.
Did I win?
It is.
No.
There you go. Chris Perkins.
Eric. Yeah, you were like the.
I saw your buddy was just close. Chris Perkins is our winner of the Series 2 box. So congratulations, Chris. Please reach out to us on Instagram.
Yeah, Chris, please DM us on Instagram, please, and we'll make sure that you get your hobby box. Thanks for everyone for entering. But we can't let you go. And Troy, do you still have like the checklist that you can pull up?
Yeah.
Okay. So want to talk a little bit about Parker's Champions because the checklist came out today. And even though I'm one of the biggest releases in a decade out today, I guess in our mind and a lot of, friends that we have in the hobby too are very excited about this set. So for any, I just want to spend a few minutes on it, but for anyone that's not familiar with this, how do you explain what Parker's Champions is?
Hey, we have the Parker's license and let's make some cool cards. And that's what we did. It's a mix of, veterans and retired players and, there's some vintage designs in there. There's some cut signatures in there. It's just, it reminds you of an older, like kind of a cool older set that, but it will pair. It's not necessarily based on, razzle dazzle flashy stuff. This is a set collector set. Like the set is 350 cards and there's different levels. You've got, your regular, 1 through 300. And then you've got, rare cards, silver parallels, color variations, red parallel, black parallel, rainbow foil board, gold rainbow foil board. And then there's auto versions, different other versions of autos, jerseys, patch autos. There's some fun inserts in there that we threw in there, some wire image, some 50 flashbacks. So you're showing those photos. I'm actually going to show you
cards. Let's there. Yeah, let's. I put you bigger so people can see it.
Okay. So there. I did that one for you guys. So there's
nice, the curl. Nice.
Black parallel. There's a nice Dougie autograph there. You can see. And this is what's going to be posted on the board. So here's your exclusive. You're seeing the photos firsthand. Austin Matthews. Nice auto mem card. There's a nice cut signature. Is that the King one? Oh, no, that's Happy.
Oh, nice.
Happy cut. There. Can't quite see. I'm trying to get it so you can see it, but sorry. This is the King Clancy.
Nice. Oh, there you go. There you go.
Perfect.
Oh, like great picture on the top left, too. Wearing the.
And then, as I mentioned,
I love these. The old design. Are awesome.
So,
they're so cool.
A lot of your modern day players in vintage designs. And there's a nice win, Gretzky. What's kind of cool is there's a wrapper back parallel or variation where the wrapper is built like it's almost exactly like the wrapper that the cards came in back in the day, except we swapped out the player with Wayne Gretzky. It's a really cool image. I didn't have an example of it, but that's probably one of my favorite parts of the set too, is just that old vintage wrapper kind of back to it.
Have you guys decided to build that set for 2023-24, or are you going to wait to see what the response is to this one first?
We are going to make announcements when we make announcements.
I don't think anything's, Billy, you are just going to be a politician. We're warming you up, man. We're getting you ready.
That's something that I'm really good at is some people ask me questions. They'll be like, did you do this? And if I did, I'd be like, why would I do that? I didn't say yes or no. I just said, why would I do it? I answered a question with a question. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Okay.
I don't think anything's been announced. If it is, it's my thing. Oh yeah, it's still there. So, we'll see.
Awesome. Any other questions, Troy, you have about Parker's Champions before we wrap it up?
I do have a question. What you said something about a wire. Was it a wire card or a wire something?
Yeah, there's wire image cards.
Yeah, I didn't know what wire image meant. And if I should, you can make fun of me.
Oh no, it's okay. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about when I show you the picture.
Oh, okay.
Did you collect portraits at all when we built that set?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you're not going to make Grant happy with that answer. So this is like a wire image, like that you see.
Oh, gotcha.
Like news yep. or thing. So
yes, I gotcha, 100%. I get it. Mm-hmm.
And that comes out a week from today, right? So
2 weeks.
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks. Okay. Yep. We usually release checklists 2 weeks before the set comes out, and we put up an image gallery 1 week and 6 days before the set comes out. Usually.
Well, I can tell you this: that Grant will be very happy because I'm personally going to buy a crap load of this stuff because I love this, just what this set looks like. So I am going to go buy a lot.
All right. Well, hey, we're just about the time now. So here's what we've learned today: that you had an oopsie. You forgot to upload the image gallery for Parker's Champions. But on the positive side though, and we will be sure to let Grant know this, Billy, are you the latest worker in the office tonight? Are you showing them as
let me look here. The lights are still on. I don't see anyone in my department. Possibly. Uh-huh. For those of you, I don't have internet at my house. I have a phone with unlimited data. Yep. I just use that on my computer and whatever. And so my internet is, or my service isn't always great. So I get harassed about that all the time. So I figured I would give you guys a full amount
of the internet. Full Billy experience.
Yes.
Well, you did a great job on the 2023-24 set, and we really appreciate you joining us tonight. Putting in some overtime, showing your enthusiasm.
SP Game Use, is that going to be in there? It looks like Go Red Wings.
Yep. There we go. Yeah, put that in. Well, only if it hasn't been used in a game. Got fired. There. No, we really do appreciate it. And I've said this to you before, and it's not just you, but you do a great job of it. One of the things I very much appreciate about your company and Upper Deck as the licensed manufacturer of hockey cards is your willingness to come on shows like ours on a day like today and talk about the cards and the process and answer everybody's questions. I think it just makes people feel some more engaged in the hobby, and it helps to understand kind of what the thought process was in a lot of cases into some of these cards that we all cherish. So very, very much appreciated your time tonight, Billy.
Hey, look, I'm excited about my products and I want to get the word out there, and you guys do a great job of allowing me to do that and talk about stuff and give a lot of insight, because as you've seen, Troy, with all these questions, there's people that might not necessarily know why we do certain things a certain mm-hmm. way. And some of the stuff we can tell you and some of the stuff we can't, but I want to get you guys as informed as possible. And this has been a great resource to be able to do that. So I appreciate you guys too.
Are you confirmed for the expo? Has that been sorted out yet? I would love to go.
Nothing's been confirmed yet. I gotta talk to the boss on that one. So I hope so. I would love to talk series two with as many people as possible. And I'm sure that'll be one of the big hits of the show. So, and there'll be probably a lot of questions, And so, yeah, it would be great to go, but nothing's been confirmed yet. I do know a lot of people owe me many tasty beverages at the expo. So I want to collect.
Well, I would love for you to be there to keep the streak alive of you big timing us every time you're there.
No.
You're the man with a million things on his calendar. It's so, like, hey, Billy, let's hang out. You're like,
And then you disappear the rest of the show.
No.
I always see you guys like one of the first days, and then it's like disappearing. And then I'll walk back to the booth because I actually don't necessarily work the booth. I'm out there talking to people. And so when I'm talking to people, you're at the booth. And then when I come back to the booth, you're gone. And then I have to go in line and get myself some poutine because that's what I eat when I'm in Canada. And then I come back and you're gone again. And then I go back and talk to the booth and I look over and you're at our booth.
No. This is such a lie. This is how it goes.
And then you
honest
go,
to God.
And you go, oh, hey. And then you see Jeremy Lee, and then you talk to Jeremy Lee for an hour or two.
No, I come up all vulnerable and I'm like, hey, Billy, you want to like maybe hang out with Troy and I tonight, have a beer. You know, we don't have to talk about hockey cards, just get to know each other. And this is the answer we get every time. And a version of this every day. It's like, oh, I would love to, but I'm going on a helicopter ride with eBay at 8. And then I have dinner with the prime minister after that. And I probably won't be back to the room for like 4 in the morning. And so it's like, oh, okay. And you do that to us every single time.
I'm a big deal in Canada.
There you go.
When I come to Minnesota, I'll ride in your Hummer that you have to drive to get in all those snow roads and stuff like that, and enjoy the town. Which is crazy because my sister lives in Minnesota. I should be out there more often, but
we have a cot in the garage for you anytime you need to stay, Billy.
Too cold.
Oh,
and I'm a Michigan boy, and I can't do it anymore.
It's not cold this summer, or this winter was nice and toasty.
Oh, when I was in Michigan a few weeks ago, and it was in like the 50s.
We had like 70 the other day. It was stupid. Like, ugh. I mean, I'm not complaining, but it's kind of been crazy. We haven't had to. I don't think I shoveled or plowed the driveway once, but.
All right. Well, I think live show 3 is in the books. We're going to let Billy go home. I'm sure he's hungry and stuff like that. Thank you, everybody, for joining. And if you're listening to us later, we appreciate you tuning in as well and hope that, you know, we'll try to do these. Maybe if people like them, let us know. And we can certainly do them more often, a little bit uncomfortable for us. So got us out of our comfort zone a little bit today.
I love every minute of you guys being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I will say this too. Thank you everyone for the questions and comments. There's probably over 200 to 300 comments and questions. So thank you. And Billy, thank you also for doing this.
Thank you, Billy. And with that, 167 of Gong Show is wrapped and we will see you back all on, what day is it? Yeah, Monday. So good luck opening your series 2. Hopefully there are Bedard Young Guns in every box. Thanks, guys. See you soon.